There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show on a Vibe Check Tuesday. And how often is it, Anthony Haney, that the vibes, the party, is better in D.C. than it is in New Orleans?
Such a huge surprise, to be honest.
And over the last 25 years, you've basically never been able to say that about the football team. But that's where we're at today, here on a Tuesday, where the Commanders have traded for cornerback Marshon Lattimore from the Saints. The four-time Pro Bowler comes with a couple of draft picks in exchange for a couple of draft picks from and between the Commanders and Saints. He should be available to play as soon as this weekend. He's been battling some injury stuff, but I do believe he is good to go. And we're going to see how you feel about it at 301-230-0980. Just real quick, since the deadline has passed here, let me get you caught up on all of the trades that have gone down in the last half hour or so, and then I'll dive into my initial thoughts on Lattimore. Not going to have anything from Azeez Ojulari and the Giants. Strong interest there, but Joe Shane's asking price was too high. That's per Diana Rossini at The Athletic. The Texans just traded Khalil Davis, a defensive tackle, to the Niners in exchange for a seventh-round pick. Let's see. Preston Smith headed to Green Bay, or started from Green Bay to Pittsburgh. That's obviously a big one. The Rams traded cornerback Tre'Davious White to the Ravens, 2027th, a seventh-round pick, and a 2026 seventh-round pick involved in that trade as well. The Panthers are keeping Bryce Young. That's kind of a wacky bit. We also had this, speaking of wacky bits, the Raiders named former Commanders offensive coordinator Scott Turner their interim offensive coordinator. They also brought in former Miami Dolphins head coach and Packers OC Joe Philbin as their interim, and Norv Turner as a senior advisor. So Raiders remaking their coaching staff on the fly. What else has gone down? Titans didn't wind up doing anything, even though they got a bunch of calls for guys like Jeffrey Simmons. And then, of course, the big ones, the Mike Williams trade to Pittsburgh. So that's another guy that Marshon Lattimore and the Commanders will have to deal with this weekend. And that is pretty much it. The biggest trade of the day does wind up being the Washington trade. No doubt about it. The Commanders get Marshon Lattimore, who is a four-time Pro Bowler. He is the best corner they have had in a long, long time. He is ultra competitive, perhaps best known for fighting Mike Evans twice a year for the last however many years it's been since 2017 and he got in the league. They literally have come to blows multiple times. It is always a scrap. And Evans has gotten his wins and Lattimore's gotten his over the years, not in terms of the fighting. Although I'm sure that probably could be split on some level too, but in terms of the production on the field, Lattimore is a guy that can play man, can play zone. He can run with some of the best in the league. He's also, I've spent the last half hour or so watching some of his tape, including one particular game that is fairly interesting for reasons that will become obvious when I tell you what it is in 5 seconds. But also you just notice, especially after watching the Commander's corner, that dude is big. Like, he is stout. He is built. There is a solidity to him that is just different than the long lengthiness of Benjamin St. Juice or the relative undersizedness, if you will, of Mike Sainristil. Now, Sainristil makes it work. He fights his face off. St. Juice, at times, I feel like he could stand to be a little bit stronger, but he's got the length, which definitely comes into play at times as a positive for him. But, like, Lattimore's a different body type. He's long in terms of, like, his arms and everything, but he's just really solid and he's physical. And that competitiveness can come and go. I was texting with our guy, Matt Paris, who obviously used to work at the Washington Times up here and now works down in New Orleans covering the Saints. And he said that sometimes Lattimore kind of plays down to his competition. But I also look at that as a guy that's playing for a 2-7 football team. And it can be a little hard to be self-motivated when you're not very good. And the Saints haven't been very good for a couple of years now. Now he's going to a 7-2 football team and some familiar faces on it. He obviously played with Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin at Ohio State. So those guys are going to get him going. Those guys are going to say, like, hey, this is how we do things here. And there are some plays on tape where you're like, I don't know if that is the Commander's level of hustle that is demanded here. I guarantee you when he puts on burgundy and gold, there's going to be a different level of fire in Marshawn Lattimore because they don't accept anything less. And it will be explained to him that this is the level, this is how we play. Guys like Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn will be like, hey, dude, we gotta bust it to the ball every single snap. We got to hustle here. We got to do that there. But overall, like, he plays plenty hard. And you see the physicality, and you see especially when the play is coming towards him, how engaged he is and the way he flies to the ball and the physicality. And he has already played the Philadelphia Eagles this year. That's the game that I was talking about. I only got so far into watching his first game of the season because it was the Panthers, and I was like, this is stupid. I'm not watching Week 1 Saints versus Week 1 Panthers. That is a waste of my time. So I go on to the next game, and I was like, oh, well, let's see how he does against Devontae Smith. Let's see how he does against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I got through about a half of that, and there weren't a lot of completions on Marshawn Lattimore. He exclusively in New Orleans lined up on the right side of the field. That is something that I think is worth watching, whether they just let him line up on the right over here, because that is opposite of where Benjamin St. Juice normally lines up. St. Juice has played both sides of the field, though, this year. They kind of move things around. They do a little bit more field boundary stuff here, where one guy is going to be to a wider side of the field, one guy's going to be to a more narrow versus a directional left or right. They also have traveled guys this year at times, putting St. Juice on the number one receiver and trying to live with that result. And against a guy like Marvin Harrison, it worked against Arizona. Obviously, there's some other receivers that have, you know, been a lot more difficult to deal with. And Malik Nabers really got going in the fourth quarter on that one drive on Sunday against everybody. But now you just stick Lattimore on him and say, hey, dude, wherever he goes, you go. And you let St. Juice do that for the number two, and Sainristil still moves back in the slot. And I think you're in good shape. I think the other thing to consider is what this does do down the roster. Obviously, it puts St. Juice in a much better spot as the number two guy. But also, I'm very curious to see what week, what are we in, 10? Oh my God, it's week 10. Week 10, Mike Sainristil in the slot looks like compared to week 2 Mike Sainristil in the slot. Because Mikey did have some struggles early in the slot. His technique just needed to be sped up to the NFL level. He's now done that on the outside. What does he do when he takes it back inside and you deal with some of the intricacies of playing the slot? He also, not for lack of trying, just occasionally got in the run game. He's a smaller dude. And so when you're playing in there, sometimes you get guards coming out and pulling. And if you're the nickel, like, you're kind of a linebacker. And Noah Igbinogade, who I still think will have a role on this team, Noah as a bigger guy, I think, handled some of that stuff a little bit better, but that was also a long time ago. Mikey has figured out how to play at the NFL level now. He's much more accustomed to the speed, and you have seen week over week over week his physicality come to play. So all of the smartest people I know about all this stuff are like, we can't wait to get him back inside. Well, now he's going to be back inside. What does that look like? And by the way, it's a nice challenge because the Steelers are a team that is super physical, is going to run. If Washington's going to be in nickel a ton, which I'm sure they will be on some level, what does that look like? Also, by the way, like I think there is a question of what does it look like when you're in, they play their big nickel a lot where they have three safeties and two corners on the field. Is that St. Juice and Lattimore, or is that Lattimore and Sanders still? Does Sanders still pop back outside? I think that's a question that's TBD that I doubt Joe Witt will or Dan will say. They'll probably say, we got to figure it out. And it's something that could be different this week versus next week. They could just put certain packages in for Lattimore this week and then play Igbinoghene some and kind of the three that have been playing against Pittsburgh just to try to make sure that Lattimore knows the stuff that he knows. And then you expand the playbook week over week. Obviously, you have a longer week after Philly because of Thursday night football. So there's a lot of, I think, quick turnaround TBD type of things. But all in all, this was a no-brainer trade for Washington. One, they had an extra, the best pick they give up in this trade is their own third-round pick. They have Miami's third-round pick, which is going to be 15 to 20 slots higher depending on how each team finishes the season. But right now, that is pick 73. Washington's is, I think, 91. That's a pretty big mega job by Adam Peters while he's in a competitive bidding process to not give up the higher third-round pick. Kept that. So, okay, fine. Now what do you do? Well, you're at your fourth because you sent that one away, but you get the Saints' fifth, which is going to be like very, very high in the fifth round. You also have a couple extra picks to maneuver if you really, really want to go get someone. You have some extra picks in the late seventh area. And that's where we're at. So the other big pending piece here that we have to wait and see is what's the corresponding roster move. It does not look like Emmanuel Forbes got traded by the deadline. Does he get cut? Michael Davis plays on special teams. Forbes does it. There's no real reason for Emmanuel Forbes to be here unless they're just going to shelve him for the rest of the season. Or try to let him learn with a guy like Lattimore here and try to trade him this offseason or think they can salvage him in the long term. But that is the last piece here is what's the corresponding roster move. And so I think we're on Emmanuel Forbes watch potentially for the rest of the day / tomorrow to see how the roster comes together. So that is the initial take from me on Marshawn Lattimore. No brainer. Good job, Peters. Fair value. No long-term implications, although I'm sure that they might talk to him about some kind of extension depending on how the rest of the year goes. And then, it on the field, they addressed their number one position of need. They needed a number one corner. It's going to make everything better. It makes the pass rush better. It makes the other corners better. It makes the safeties better. And it insulates you against the absolute biggest threat to your season in terms of the NFC East, which is the Philadelphia Eagles all of a sudden look like they're rocking on offense. And they love to exploit one-on-one matchups. And so your matchups just became a lot better. So what do you think, though? It's a Vibe Check Tuesday, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your calls on the Marshawn Lattimore trade next on the Team 980.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.